We do have a forum. I'd like to call the meeting to order. There are just a few items on the agenda today. Representative Paulson, would you be so kind as to move the minutes of January 22nd? Any discussion? Those in favor of approving those minutes, say aye.
Aye.
And carried. Representative Beiner, would you be so kind as to move the minutes of the joint meeting on January 25th?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Any discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. Representative Mindy Grinding, would you be so kind as to move the minutes of January 29th?
I do. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any questions? All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? And carried. And Representative Holbrook, would you be so kind as to amend the amendment? amend the minutes of February 6th to include your name as an attendee of it. And those in favor of that amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed? And Representative Holbrook, would you then move the amendment minutes as amended?
So moved.
And anybody want to have any questions? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And carried. Okay. And we have just one other amendment or one other bill before us today, and I appreciate everyone attending the meeting. Representative Hilke then moves that House File 160 is recommended to pass and be placed on the General Register. Representative Hilke.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. House File 160 is basically a one-sentence bill which appears on the second page of the bill, lines 2.11 through 2.15, which provides, after written notice to virtually every conceivable concerned party, Secretary of State would be authorized to move some of the CAVA funds, pardon me, that are in a special to have an account in the to be used for different purposes within the definitions in that account. The reason for that is that when the HABA funds were first allocated, there was a great deal of uncertainty, since this was something we hadn't done before, about how the funds would be distributed and how they would be used. There was a concern on the part of many local elections officials that if there weren't specific designations for how the funds were allocated and used, that some of the purposes would just come up short. So that's the way the funds were allocated to begin with, and what we find now is that some of those allocations were not needed at all. Others were used, but amounts remain in those particular accounts, and there's sort of a different order of priorities that has emerged. What really needs to happen here is that these funds that are not required for the purposes that were specified in this biennium could be used and need to be used basically to improve the statewide voter registration system. And the funds for that purpose have been expended, and thus the request to be allowed to move some of these into different categories. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Questions on the bill? Representative Trumper.
Thank you, Chairman Solberg. Representative Hilke, recall that you and I had a discussion a few days ago about a large number of townships that have registered their concern about the requirements of using these have using some of the voting machines, especially for people with disabilities in township elections, and the cost to program these machines for townships elections. Could you comment a little bit on that? And there are 19 townships in one of my counties, and I got an email from almost all of them. They're concerned about the cost of using the machines for township elections, and I'm wondering if you can talk a little bit about what that cost might be and whether or not the state could help them offset those costs for township elections. Some of the townships, we maybe get 10 or 12 or 20 votes turn out for the township election, yet they have to go through the expense of programming these machines.
Representative Hilty.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Shumpert. That is an issue that has been ongoing. I have been working with all of the concerned parties, the Township Association, with the various elements of the disability community, and with the Secretary of State. I think that we will be able to resolve this satisfactorily before it becomes an issue in the next election. The townships do have an exemption in place for elections this spring. And it's something that we are working on. It really isn't related to this bill or the purposes of this bill, but it is something that we're hoping to deal with still in this session. So, yeah, it's a concern, but I think we'll be able to deal with it. The amount of money necessary to help the townships with this, if that's what is determined, it is not really an enormous amount, and I think that we'll be able to deal with it.
Any other questions? If not, then Representative Hilty renews his motion that House File 106 be recommended to pass and placed on the General Register. Oh, I'm sorry, 160, not 106. House File 160. It's Alzheimer's disease. I'm sorry. All those in favor then signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. And nothing else?
Mr. Chair?
Yes, I'm sorry. Come to Mr. Chair?
Mr. Chair.
Right here. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was actually just looking at one of the minutes from February 6th, and I think Representative Holberg had made the motion, but I noticed that I was present and also excused. I think it might be Representative Pawlowski, I think, that might should be excused maybe for that night. Mr. Chair, you might want to make that adjustment on those minutes.
Mr. Paulson, Representative Paulson, thank you for doing that. Is it okay with the committee if we direct the clerk to make that correction? Is there any objection to that? If not, then so ordered. Any other things before the committee? After this, we want you to read them first. Okay, meeting is adjourned. Thank you for coming.